Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. The life of St. Gemma Galgani can be summarized by saying that it was a life of total love for Jesus Christ, love without conditions and until the end, a love that made her the blood bride of Jesus, resembling him in all the sufferings of his passion. She was a wife who knew how to abandon herself without limitations in the hands of her divine husband and accept his will even in the smallest details. Of course, St. Gemma Galgani, like all saints, was not born a saint, but in her short life of 25 years, she was ascending step by step to the highest peaks of mysticism with continuous ecstasies, visions of Jesus and our Mother, the Virgin Mary, of St. Gabriel, and especially of her guardian angel. The guardian angel of St. Gemma was her friend who always accompanied her, helping her in everything. St. Gemma Galgani, like all saints, also had a lot of devotion and love for the souls in purgatory. She prayed for them since she was a young girl, because her aunt, Elisa Galgani, says that during her vacation in Camaiore, she was seen going to the cemetery and spending long hours praying for the souls. It is also known that she prayed every day 100 requiem for the souls of purgatory, and for them she made the heroic vow, which consists in offering all the satisfactory works of hers for the souls of purgatory. On one occasion, her angel asked St. Gemma Galgani, "Gemma, how long has it been since you have prayed for the souls in purgatory? Oh, my daughter, you think little of this. Mother Teresa continues to suffer." Since morning, St. Gemma Galgani hadn't begged for her. The angel told her, "I would very much like you to offer anything, no matter how small, that you suffer, for the souls in purgatory. Every little suffering relieves them. How much these souls in purgatory suffer? Do you want to do something for them tonight? Do you want to suffer for the souls of purgatory?" Another day, the angel told St. Gemma Galgani that Jesus wanted her to suffer about 2 hours that night for a soul in purgatory. She actually suffered 2 hours, as Jesus wanted, for Mother Maria Teresa. In one of Jesus' apparitions, Jesus reveals to St. Gemma Galgani the anguish of the Passionist nun, Mother Josepha, because she had Sister Maria Teresa at home who was very ill. Jesus revealed to St. Gemma Galgani that in a short time, this Sister Maria Teresa would die. And St. Gemma Galgani says, "One Friday, it seemed to me that Jesus was saying to me, 'Gemma, Mother Teresa is in purgatory. Pray for her because she suffers a lot.' When I heard it, I didn't want to believe it was her. My guardian angel told me that even the smallest thing I suffered, I should offer everything for the souls in purgatory, especially for Mother Teresa. I did it like that. One Thursday, Jesus made me suffer 2 more hours for her, telling me that he had alleviated her sorrows. I thought that on the day of the Assumption of Mary, Jesus would take her with him. It would be 9 in the morning, and it seemed to me that they were hitting me on the shoulder like a tap, and I saw a person dressed in white near me. How scared I felt. She asked me, 'Do you know me? I am Mother Teresa. I come to thank you for the good you have done me and for the interest you have taken, so I, as soon as possible, could enter paradise. Keep doing it like this. A few more days and I'll be happy forever.' She told me no more and she disappeared. From that time on, I redoubled my poor prayers with the utmost effort. Yesterday morning, after Holy Communion, Jesus told me that today, at midnight, Mother Teresa would fly to heaven. Jesus had promised me that he would give me a sign. It was already midnight and nothing. In the middle of the night, it seemed to me that the Virgin Mary came to let me know, to tell me that the time was approaching. After a few moments, I saw Mother Teresa come, accompanied by her guardian angel. She was dressed as a Passionist nun. She told me that her purgatory was over and she was going to heaven. She was smiling, and it was hard to imagine how happy she was. Jesus and Mother Teresa's guardian angel came to get her. As he took her, Jesus said, 'Come, O soul, you have been so dear to me,' and he took her." Her desire to repair so many offenses that Jesus received through sinners was as great as her desire to love Jesus and for everyone to love him. She affirms, "I would drop all my blood very willingly, just to please Jesus and to prevent so many poor sinners from offending him. My God, what am I saying? Oh, at this moment, I would like my weak voice to reach the ends of the earth. I would like to make myself heard by all sinners, and I would like to shout to them, Sinners, do you prefer to mistreat and insult Jesus rather than see yourself mistreated? If you only knew how afflicted Jesus is at certain times and at certain hours, it is impossible, truly impossible, to stop to look at him. How many are those who feel compassion for him? Very few. Jesus is almost always alone, and it is so sad to see Jesus in the midst of so much pain. How can one contemplate Jesus in that state and not help him? And Jesus said to St. Gemma Galgani, "Nobody cares for my love anymore. My heart is forgotten, as if I had done nothing, as if I had suffered nothing for them. I am almost always alone in churches, and if many gather, they do so for reasons that are very different from those I would like. And in this way, I have to suffer, seeing my church turned into a theater of entertainment. I see that many, with hypocritical countenance, betray me with sacrilegious communions. I need victims, but real victims, to calm the divine and just wrath of my Heavenly Father. I need souls that with their sufferings and tribulations and harshness, satisfy for the sinners and the ungrateful. Oh, if I could make everyone understand how angry my Divine Father is against the world." And St. Gemma Galgani generously offered herself to Jesus as a victim for sinners. In an ecstasy, she said, "I want to be every victim for sinners. I want to live as a victim, and I want to die as a victim." And Jesus accepted her offer. For this reason, in a letter to Father Germano Ruopolo, she says, "Yesterday at midnight mass, at the moment of the offertory, I saw that Jesus offered me as a victim to the Eternal Father." Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.